The reason Julie Reeves left the classroom is sitting in her lap, and she has a bit of a cold.
Bless you, sweet girl.
Abby is 6 months old, and she's being held strategically by her mom, just out of arm's reach of a laptop and her daily to-do list. It shows when she will need to check in on her students in Wilmington, Alamance County in western North Carolina. She's in Knightdale, and she'll use a variety of ways to make that connection, including using phone conversations, multimedia presentations, written assignments, and texting.
Now, if my baby is having a bad day or she's sick, I may not get to this until my husband gets home from work at 4 o'clock. But if she's having a good day or if she takes a nap or she's playing, then I can go in and I can do my work for those classes.
About 800 teachers teach in the North Carolina Virtual Public School. It's run by the Department of Public Instruction and is very different from a virtual charter school or one of the many for-profit online tutoring programs. Students take courses through the NCVPS for any number of reasons. A rural student who wants to take an AP class not offered at her school. A Wake County student who wants to take two classes that meet at the same time. A student who fails a class and wants to recover the credit. Or sometimes, says Tracy Weeks, the director of the virtual public school, it can be helping solve a tragic situation.
We've had a district who've called us up and said, you know what, we had a teacher pass away in our school. It was a chemistry teacher, and where do you find a chemistry teacher in the middle of the year to come teach in maybe a more rural county? Mm-hmm. Can you help us? We'll take their whole section of kids and work with them for the rest of the year.
Teachers are hired on a contract basis by the virtual public school and paid a little more than $300 per student, with a typical cap of 25 students per class. That's not enough to live on, so about 60% of the virtual teachers already have a full-time job in a bricks-and-mortar classroom.
And this is their nighttime and weekend second job. So instead of working at a Belk or, you know, some hostessing at a restaurant, they get to continue their practice and grow in other ways for their second job and more income.
The virtual public school is one of the very few education innovations that hasn't sparked a major political fight. Many Republicans like the cost efficiency. Many Democrats like that it helps alleviate educational disparities. Mark Jewell is the vice president of the North Carolina Association of Educators. He says he's heard nothing but good things from his members who teach in the virtual public school.
I don't ever think that technology will ever replace the human factor, you know, of the teacher, but it does provide a great resource for those who need other options.
No one involved with legitimate virtual education will disagree with that assessment.
Research shows that a student's success is often tied to the relationship with the teacher.
Michelle Lursey is the chief academic officer at the NCVPS. She says teacher turnover in the virtual public school is much lower than for those based in classrooms. And teacher evaluation is different as well. Since every virtual interaction between teachers and students is saved, evaluators can spot check the teachers and give constructive feedback much more frequently than in classroom settings. And there's one more way virtual education has proven beneficial. Because young people are often more comfortable texting their innermost feelings rather than expressing them verbally, the best virtual teachers can be lifesavers. Again, Tracy Weeks.
My suspicion is because they didn't have to look someone in the eye and tell it, but have disclosed to a teacher that they were thinking of harming themselves. Mm-hmm. And you know, in a matter of hours, we were working with the face-to-face school to get them surrounded by support.
Back at her kitchen table, Julie Reeves prides herself on the personal relationships she builds with her students online. And although she says she sometimes misses the face-to-face interactions, she can't imagine giving up the flexibility and balance she has now.
I don't have any intention of returning to the regular classroom right now. Now, will that change later? That's hard to say, but that is not in my plans for short-term or long-term right now.
And with that, Reeves puts six-month-old Abby into her exer-saucer and gets back to teaching. She has students to check on hundreds of miles away. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.